If you have friends who are Bobcat fans, I suggest you call them up and ask them if they're listening to this game. And if they're not, tell them to tune us in. We're in the eighth, and Ohio leads it 6-0. Connor sits back out there. He's thrown 92 pitches, and none of them have resulted in a Bowling Green hit. Jesse Raitt bats now, and he takes a strike. It is 0-1. A no-hitter through 7 for Sitz, 6 outs to go. Raitt is 0-2 with 2 flyouts. Sitz from the wind, and the pitch, high. It is 1-1. Amazingly enough, Ohio's only had to go to the pen once and now 3 games in the MAC tournament. 1-1, popped up, foul ground, first base side. Mattson over to take a look, close to the rail, leans in, and he couldn't make the play near a couple of Falcon fans. He reached in, but could not make the catch. 6-13-0 for Ohio, 0-0-0 for Bowling Green. Their season is on the line with 25 wins. They would need to come back and beat Ohio again at 4:30 if they come back in this one. Ohio is off to the championship game if the Cats win this one now. And what a way to win it. Sits from the wind. And the 1-2 pitch to Jesse Raitt. Swing and a fly ball to right. Back on the ball and near the corner as well. He's there and makes the catch. One gone here in the eighth. Here is Tyler Greiner. He walked today. Sitz has walked 3. He struck out 2. The starting pitching has really come around. At the end of the year, it has gotten much better. Greiner takes a strike, 87 miles per hour from Sitz. It is 0-1. The bullpen has really carried the staff all year, but the starters have gotten better. 0-1, just missed outside, probably should have gotten that call. It is 1-1. It is interesting to see the zone of an umpire when a pitcher is in a groove. 1-1 pitch. Low skipped in there. Backhand stop by Cody Gartner. One gone. Bases clear in the eighth. The 2-1 pitch. Just low. Gartner tried to frame it up. It was low and he tried to yank his glove up. Trying to be inconspicuous about it. But it's 3-1. Sits from the wind, turns and fires on 3-1. High ball 4. It is his 4th walk of the day. Runner on now for Brian Bean. He is their 9-hole hitter. He's 0-2 today with a fly out and a ground out. Ohio scored 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth, and had chances for more. Ohio's left 10 on. And the pitch. That misses low and inside, but called a strike. It's 0-1. One gone here in the eighth. And the pitch from Sitz. Low. Back of the left-handed batter's box. 1-1 the count. Must be tough if you were at the tournament and then you had to go back home. Logan Jasek's father had to go back to suburban Omaha. He's a police officer there. 1-1 pitch. Square to bunt. Did he offer? It was outside. He did not. 2-1 the count. So he is protecting and serving back in Nebraska, but listening to us now, I know his family still here. But Jasek hasn't had to work because the starters have been so good. 2-1 pitch coming up. Strike in the outside edge. Good pitch. It's 2-2. Two and two the count. One gone. Runner on at first in the eighth. 6-0 Ohio. Sits. Kicks and pitches. Bean swings and flies this one to left. It's playable for Longo. He's got it. 2 away. 4 outs to go for Sitz. And he is in full command. And the Falcons, A, are close to having their season end. And they're potentially going to be no hit when their season ends. Runner at first is Griner. Two gone in the eighth. Ohio on top, 6-0. Sits from the stretch. And the pitch. Low and outside on the slider. It is 1-0. This thing has not been in doubt for innings. But there still is high drama here at the park. 1-0. Squared a bunt, pulled it back, took it high. 2-0. Bowling Green has left 3 on, all on walks. Sits would love to leave 4 on, all on walks. This is really an amazing outing by Connor Sitz. The kick and the 2-0. High, it's 3-0. Sitz is 6-2. 63 innings coming into the ballgame today. The opposition has hit 301 against him. Today, nothing. 3-0 pitch with two gone. High, ball 4. Runners on first and second now, with two away in the eighth. The fifth walk of the day for Sitz, and he saunters off the back of the mound, adjusts his hat, pulls it off, then on, wipes some perspiration away, shakes out his right arm, readies to climb up the mound again. Taps on his cap lid and now hunches over and leans in. Rob Smith is coming out. There is activity starting in Ohio's bullpen. Now this is something to talk about too. There are times where you could go both ways. Sometimes a guy that's throwing a no-hitter needs just to recenter and just calm down and have a visit on the mound with his head coach. And that's what's going on here. There are other schools of thought that say, just leave him alone, let him do what he's going to do. We are above Ohio's dugout, so we can't look into it, so we're not sure what's happened between innings here. If he has been on an island or if he's been with his guys. The reaction coming off of the field, though, has been much like any other start. A lot of hand slapping, a lot of talking. Meeting done. Brandon Howard's the batter now. He's 0 for 1 with two walks. Runners on first and second. Two gone in the eighth. 6-0 Ohio. The kick and the pitch. Low, saved by Gartner. It's 1-0. .110 pitches for Connor Sitz. Kicks and fires on 1-0. Strike. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-1 to the right-handed hitting Brandon Howard. Sits with his glove just above his left knee. Now the ball meets the glove from the stretch, the 1-1. There's the strike. It's 1-2. He has struck out 2. Walked 5. 112 pitches. None have resulted in a hit for Bowling Green. Runners on first and second, two gone, top of eight, 6-0 Ohio on the 1-2. Swing and a number foul up the third base side, rolling right by Ohio's dugout. There is activity in Ohio's pen, just in case. Tom Colletti is up down there. Off of second is Griner. Off at first is Brown. Falcons down by a half dozen. Two gone here in the eighth and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. No hits for the Falcons through 8. Strikeout number 3 on the day for Connor Sitz. 6-0 Ohio. We head to the bottom of the eighth. This is Bobcat Baseball on AM 1340 WOUB.